Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, November 3rd. Happy Resurrection Day. Today we're in Romans chapter 8, where we see the Christian's victory in the Spirit. I don't know that I've ever read from the Living Bible, but this week I'm pulling the Living Bible off of my shelf, and I'm going to read it. It's kind of like the New Living Translation in that they're trying to use modern vernacular. I think it was written maybe in the 50s or the 60s. I have to go and do some research. But I just wanted a new hearing of the gospel message and the message about the Holy Spirit. In this passage, Paul is distinguishing between life in the Spirit and life in the flesh. And so I have a question for reflection for us. How can we distinguish what it means to live in the Spirit? And can we identify areas of our lives where we're allowing the Spirit to work more, and then other areas where maybe the flesh is really rearing its ugly head? And then we'll talk more about this at the end of the podcast. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 28 in the Living Bible. So there is now no condemnation awaiting those who belong to Christ Jesus. For the power of the life-giving Spirit, and this power is mine through Christ Jesus, has freed me from the vicious circle of sin and death. We aren't saved from sin's grasp by knowing the commandments of God, because we can't and don't keep them. But God put into effect a different plan to save us. He sent His own Son in the human body like ours, except that ours are sinful, and destroyed sin's control over us by giving Himself as a sacrifice for our sins. So now we can obey God's law if we follow after the Holy Spirit and no longer obey the old evil nature within us. Those who let themselves be controlled by their lower natures live only to please themselves. But those who follow after the Holy Spirit find themselves doing those things that please God. Following after the Holy Spirit leads to life and peace, but following after the old nature leads to death, because the old sinful nature within us is against God. It never did obey God's law, and it never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their old sinful selves, bent on following their old evil desires, can never please God. But you're not like that. You are controlled by your new nature if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that if anyone doesn't have the Spirit of Christ living in him, he is not a Christian at all. Yet, even though Christ lives within you, your body will die because of sin, but your spirit will live, for Christ has pardoned it. And if the Spirit of God, who raised up Jesus from the dead, lives in you, He will make your dying bodies live again after you die, by means of this same Holy Spirit living within you. So, dear brothers, you have no obligation whatever to your old sinful nature to do what it begs you to do. For if you keep on following it, you are lost and will perish. But if through the power of the Holy Spirit you crush it and its evil deeds, you shall live. For all who are led by the Spirit are sons of God. And so we should not be like cringing, fearful slaves, but we should behave like God's very own children, adopted into the bosom of His family, and calling to Him, Father, Father, for His Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our hearts and tells us that we really are God's children. And since we are His children, we will share His treasures. For all God gives to His Son Jesus is now ours too. But if we are to share His glory, we must also share His suffering. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory He will give us later. For all creation is waiting patiently and hopefully for that future day when God will resurrect his children. For on that day, thorns and thistles, sin, death and decay, the things that overcame the world against its will at God's command, will all disappear, and the world around us will share in the glorious freedom from sin, which God's children enjoy. For we know that even the things of nature, like animals and plants, suffer in sickness and death as they await this great event. And even we Christians, although we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory, also groan to be released from pain and suffering. We too wait anxiously for the day when God will give us our full rights as his children, including the new bodies he has promised us, bodies that will never be sick again and will never die. We are saved by trusting, and trusting means looking forward to getting something we don't yet have. For a man who already has something doesn't need to hope and trust that he will get it. But if we must keep trusting God for something that hasn't happened yet, it teaches us to wait patiently and confidently. And in the same way, by our faith, the Holy Spirit helps us with our daily problems and in our praying. For we don't even know what we should pray for, nor how to pray as we should. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with such feeling that it cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows, of course, what the Spirit is saying as he pleads for us in harmony with God's own will. And we know that all that happens to us is working for our good if we love God and are fitting into his plans. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Can we identify areas of our lives where we're allowing the Spirit to lead versus areas where we struggle with the desires of the flesh? Well, I want you to think back and identify moments maybe over the last week where you reacted solely in negative emotion or in self-interest versus moments where you acted with patience or love, or you stepped back and you said, Spirit, do in me what only you can do. You prayed for the Father to be at work in you. And this week, I just want to encourage you to seek to align yourselves more with the Spirit, to walk in step with the Spirit. I was so encouraged by reading that the Spirit intercedes on our behalf. But even before we read about the Spirit interceding, we're reminded that we should be praying in the situations where we feel the tug of the human nature and the law of the flesh, that the law of the Spirit, that life-giving, peace-giving Spirit of God would reign in our hearts. And so, Lord, we spiritually or symbolically place you on the throne of our heart today and ask for your Spirit to be at work in us, reminding us of the goodness of Jesus and our righteousness in him, and reassuring us that we are your children, that we can cry out to you, Abba, Father. We thank you for another day of life. We thank you for your resurrection glory, and we pray all this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.